Long before Iowa star Caitlin Clark hit her first long-range three, Pearl Moore of Florence, South Carolina, set a scoring standard for women's basketball that has stood for 45 years at 4,061. And she joins us today. Hello, and your record-breaking career, Ms. Moore, in women's basketball with 4,061 career points is certainly more than Clark's at 3,685, and it's a testament to your incredible skill and dedication to the sport. Ms. Moore, as someone who knows what it takes to excel at the highest level of basketball, what are your thoughts on Caitlin's achievements and the future of the sport of basketball, women's sports in particular?
I think she has a phenomenal scoring career at Iowa. She, like I said, she's a leader, team leader. She's a shooter, an exceptional shooter, and an exceptional passer. And being said that, women's basketball has grown so much that you can be in awe of it. I mean, it seemed like we were held down or not given its support. But I guess eyes are opening that women really can do some things given the chance.
Well, speaking of chances, how did you get your start in basketball? What lured you to the sport?
My mother was a domestic worker. My father worked as a pole marker at Coppers. And we lived in the country, kind of like sharecropping. And, of course, there's not a lot of money and everything. So, of course, we kids had to pick up, 11 siblings had to pick up something to do in the country. When you wasn't in school, summertime, and you wasn't doing tobacco, cotton, and all of that stuff, we made up our own sports. And a tennis ball, a rubber ball for a basketball in a peach basket, or nail the tire rim to the tree. Of course, there's stick ball and anything else. We used to cut tree limbs, little small tree limbs, so we could ride them as horses. Somebody would have a pinto where you cut the colors out and have it white. And we did all kind of crazy stuff. And after moving to the city, basketball was pretty much basketball and softball. Mm. Of course, you had to play softball out in the mosquitoes and the gnats and the flies. And basketball was indoor. And even though we did it a lot outside, but that was where I got interested in it.
Wow, everybody, we're talking with basketball superstar Pearl Moore, who scored more than 4,000 points in her career. So speaking of points, how were you able to score so many points without benefit of that three-point line?
I guess it's a lot of hard work, as we say, a lot of repetition, watching guys mainly play because, you know, we didn't have women to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you had to work maybe three times as hard as a guy to be able to get some of the agility that a guy carries. So it was a lot of work and repetition and everything to be able to do that. Not that I'm a giant at 5'7", or that was the kind of inch or two above what I really am. But you know how we do it back then.
Right, right.
Yeah, so you have to have a lot of work.
So what drove you to score so much in a game?
Winning, probably. I just didn't come down the court and shoot the ball. There was rebounding. There were steals. There were times you were left just out there. But, you know, if you're going to win, you got to score.
Did you have a shooting coach?
I was my shooting coach. Well, when you were younger, say like when I was 12 or getting a little bit older, you're not as strong to try to shoot farther out. So you had different kind of ways you got it up there from behind the head and all that stuff. But you worked on your shot. And that was one of the things that I did because we didn't have like a rebounder, something that kick you the ball back out where you are. Mm-hmm. We had to run and chase your shots.
So you hustled.
So, yeah.
So tell us about how you went from college to professional basketball.
I always thought we would have a women's league when I was coming through college. I didn't really think about it when I was in high school, but after college, you're thinking when you're in college, well, when are we going to have some professional women's basketball? So that I had 6 hours to go, and New York drafted me And I went up for the training camp. I think it was a week. And they said, well, you come on and we'll pay for you to go to summer school. And I said, no, if I leave, I may not come back. So I finished, went to training camp that couple of weeks. I came back and I finished school. And plus, they didn't have any money to pay for me to go to summer school because the team folded.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was the New Year. We won the championship that year in New York, my first year in the Women's Basketball League. Then the next year, St. Louis, the New York team folded, but then St. Louis picked whatever teams folded, the other teams that were still around picked us up.
Mm-hmm.
And after that year, the league folded, so I went to Venezuela and played for a season and won a championship there. So professionally, two out of the 3 years that I played, I won championship.
Wow, so you've been a winner your whole career. And I'm just wondering, what do you think can be done now to ensure that pioneering players like yourself, a 66-year-old, receive the recognition and the appreciation that you rightfully deserve, both now and in the future?
To me, I think somebody asked me that question the other day. You're getting your flowers now while you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought I had my flowers then. Whether the NCAA recognized the players of the AIAW is another story. But even though they're recognized, the coaches' wins, Tyra, Sylvia Hatcher, any other coach that coached in the AIAW, even though they're recognizing those, they're leaving out all the AIW players per se. But I think God has given me my flowers in the course of me playing basketball up until now, and hopefully I'll still receive them. But it is nothing that I can say about anything that's going on now, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. I have been blessed.
Blessed indeed. You're enshrined in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame and the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. And you have a sports center named after you, Pearl Moore Basketball Center, in your hometown. What takes place there?
It's used mainly for kids' youth league basketball. And, of course, pickleball has took over some of it.
And so what would be your message to young men and young women in sports and about the records and the achievements they make? What would be your final comment for us this morning?
My final comment would be, I don't think we've had players that are exactly alike. You can emulate players, but for my part, players should try to be themselves. Like I said, pick up a couple things here and there. Because you're not going to have another Michael Jordan. You're not going to have another Steph Curry. You're not going to have another LeBron James, Larry Bird, all of those people, and or a Lisa Leslie or a Cheryl Miller or Pearl Moore or Lucy Harris, those people. But you can always pick something up from these people, but it's always better for me, as I think God bless those that have their own.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us today and talk about your wonderful career and also giving us a view into women's basketball and sports today. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.